Chapter 90. Jonas Falkman scowled at ChatGPT's latest search results. Despite using varied prompts and approaches, his efforts to find any link between Catherine's work and InQtel's investments had turned up nothing but far-flung offerings that felt more like a disjointed game of Mad Libs than anything intelligent, artificial or otherwise. Frustrated, he abandoned his computer and walked to the window, gazing north up Broadway toward Central Park. In the dawn light, on the horizon line behind the pencil towers on Billionaire's Row, storm clouds were gathering. He stood a while, lost in thought, and finally returned to his computer to continue his search. As he took his seat, he noticed he had a new email. The subject line startled and excited him. A message from Robert Langdon. Falkman had been waiting over an hour for a phone call and was feeling increasingly anxious that something had gone wrong at the ambassador's residence. The relief he felt seeing the email, however, was short-lived. Despite the subject line, Falkman now saw that the sender's address was that of U.S. Ambassador Heidi Nagel, the former CIA general counsel. She's sending a message for him? Falkman could think of nobody in Prague he trusted less at the moment. If Robert was truly safe, then the ambassador should simply have let him call. "Until I hear Robert's voice, I won't believe a word of this email." He debated whether to open the message, envisioning a virus or yet another hack, but at this point he figured he had nothing left to lose. Warily, he clicked open the message, puzzled to see what appeared to be a meaningless string of letters. ROT13EY XFETHQ. It took him a moment to realize that the first five characters did, indeed, have meaning. ROT13 was the name of a rotational cipher in which every letter was substituted for the letter occurring 13 places away from it in the alphabet. Falkman knew this only because several years ago, while editing a book on ancient encryption techniques, the book's author had regularly sent him texts playfully encrypted with ROT13. That author had been Robert Langdon. With a swell of optimism, Falkman grabbed a pencil and applied the simple decryption scheme. Then he examined the result. RL&KSRGUD. His confusion lasted only a moment before he laughed out loud, half from amusement and half from relief. RL&KS are good. Only Robert could have written this message. Langdon and Falkman often commiserated over the decline of written language due to the proliferation of textees, emoticons, and abbreviations. The trend was so distressing to Falkman that he'd written a piece about it for The New Yorker, including one particularly overwrought sentence that Langdon mocked mercilessly. Falkman had written, "To save a single keystroke by typing G-U-D instead of G-O-O-D is not only indecorous, it is an abomination of indolence." Still chuckling over Langdon's message, Falkman was tempted to reply, "Your message is not only adroit, it brings propitious consolation."